Well, it's not a question we ask too often, but who would you rather sleep with? For a lot of folks, their answer is their four-legged friends. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
A new poll from Sealy finds 58% of pet owners prefer their dogs as bedmates over their human partners. 66% say they let their pets sleep with them. Slightly more than half say it helps with stress and anxiety. 42% say it makes them feel more secure when they hunker down for the night. But it's not all sweet dreams. Pet owners report their sleep is disrupted an average of two nights a week when their animals get restless. And 62% blame them for feeling overheated. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And also, for what it's worth, dogs are not going to complain about you snoring or taking up the covers. Or, I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on.
Generally, yes. Notice that they didn't mention the impact that it has on dogs when they sleep in bed with you there. According to WebMD Pets, that is a thing. Sleeping in bed can lead to behavioral issues among dogs, and any dog that does have behavioral issues should not be sleeping in bed with you.
Interesting.
So worth thinking about. It might be nice for you. You might feel comfortable and it might help you sleep better, but it's not necessarily the best thing for your dog.
Right. And that's why I think a lot of vets recommend crate training for dogs when you first get them. I haven't owned a dog, so I'm not entirely sure about the process of that, but I imagine that's why they encourage the crate training. So I imagine you feel a little bit bad putting them in a crate at the end of the night.
I'm not sure that's necessary, but you know the old saying, let sleeping dogs lie? You know, not bad advice.
Not at all, no. And speaking of dogs, now that we're slowly going into this endemic phase, a lot of folks are who have maybe adopted dogs during the pandemic or who really haven't gotten around to getting their dogs socialized. It's becoming more of an issue. And here in Whatcom County and in Bellingham, we're starting to see a few more areas where people can socialize their dogs properly.
Yeah, you get out and about in Bellingham and Whatcom County, you see a lot of dogs at breweries and cafes and whatnot. It's becoming more of a popular thing. There's a great article in the New York Times called What We Can Learn from European Dog Culture. And they kind of criticize American dog culture here. Let me quote here. To appease strangers, Americans they want to be seen as neighborly and friendly. They routinely put their dogs in stressful social situations that could lead to rehearsing fearful or anxious behavior. Your dog might like you and your family. Might even like your friends, but that doesn't mean that he or she wants every stranger to run up and give them a hug. So it's easy to see why people are drawn to cute dogs. But one of the most important things American dog owners can do is be advocates for their dogs. Tell strangers no when they ask to pet their dog. Remember, dogs are not walking stuffed animals. And they'll let you know. Dogs will let you know if they want to be touched, pet, or hugged. So it's not enough just to get the consent of the owner. You know, pay attention to that dog, and it'll help him out in social situations to be more comfortable and to learn how to be social in general.
Yeah.
And it's on us as humans to help these dogs become more social. It's not all on them.
No, not at all. I mean, humans, we are social creatures, and we want to see that sort of acceptance, but it's also important to respect boundaries, even with your pets. I mean, not from the dog angle, but from the cat angle. Cats are very, very clear about when you've disrespected their boundaries, and you'll have the marks to show it afterwards.
Indeed. We love our pets. Dogs are awful cute, but you've got to respect them.
Indeed. Mark Skolton's got sports coming up next.